every day. Ephesians 6:10, because we have to do battle every day. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong. What are the next three words? What are they? In the Lord. I ask you, are you in the Lord? Come on, are you? Come on, tell me, are you in the Lord? Yes, by the grace of God, I am in the Lord and He's in me. It's reciprocal indwelling. Hallelujah. Woo. Two ways. In the Lord. So be strong, not in yourself. When you wake up tomorrow morning, the first thing you say to yourself, before you swing your feet over on the floor, say, I am in the Lord. Hallelujah. Go for it. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And then he says, put on the whole armor of God. Now, what is the subject of that verse? Put on the whole armor of God. What is the subject of that sentence? You understood. You put that armor on. See, don't wake up and say, all right, Lord, here I am, put the armor on me. No, no, you've got to put the armor on. He will honor it, but you've got to put it on. See, that's what this whole thing in the Christian life is about. We've got to learn what I have to do and what He has to do. Because lots of times we just want to sit in the rocking chair and say, all right, do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. Win the whole world, Lord. Do it, Jesus. And you know what the Lord says? I can't. I can't win the world. That's why he spoke to us this morning and said, I want you to go, not tomorrow, today. Because if you don't tell them, they'll never hear it. I'm not going to tell them. I've done all I can do. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles. What's that mean? The schemes of the devil. For we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this age, spiritual wickedness of high places, spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. I'm used to the old King James. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. You know what that is? That's the day when you get tempted. The evil day. And having done all to stand, stand, therefore. Having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, take the shield of faith with which you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and put the helmet of salvation on, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. Okay, that's the whole armor. Listen to me. Listen to me. Did you notice that the armor of God covers you from head to foot in the front only? Nothing for your back. If you turn and start to run, you're done. The armor is only for your front. It's an aggressive battle. God expects you to be going after the devil every day. He expects you to be moving out and taking ground. Got your shield in one hand and your sword in the other. And you're going out there to do the work of God in the power of the Holy Ghost every day. Every day. All right, I have a couple more things to say about a pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart. Turn with me to Matthew 15. Matthew 15. How important is your heart? Matthew 15. When God says your heart, what's He talking about? Your heart. Yeah, the inner being. It's your real inner self. He's not talking about the little pump in here that's pumping blood. He's talking about your inner self in here. Okay? Matthew 15, verse 17. Do you not understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart. Now, who's talking? This is red letters. Jesus is talking. Come on, look up here before we read any further. Jesus says, whatever comes out of your mouth comes from your heart. Have you ever said something and then you said, where'd that come from? It came from your heart. That's what Jesus said. Out of the mouth. Those things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemy. These are the things that defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. All right? Now, God has given you a picture of your natural heart. Now, I want you to see the supernatural one. In contrast to that, turn to John, St. John, chapter 7. Now, that's your heart without Jesus. That's your heart without the Holy Spirit. Evil things come out. Adulteries, fornications, murders, all those horrible things. But now look at St. John, chapter 7, and verse 37. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." And this he spoke concerning the Spirit. Is that wonderful? There's not evil things and murders and adulteries and fornications coming out of your heart. Beautiful things, because the Holy Spirit said, out of your innermost belly shall flow rivers. It's talking about out of your heart. Rivers of living water. The last scripture. We're not going to take three. This is going to be my last scripture. Don't get nervous. Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4. This is the last one, but this is a powerful one. Proverbs 4. Wait till you hear these words. Proverbs 4 and verse 20. My son, daughter. Proverbs 4, verse 20. My son, my daughter, give attention to my words. Circle that. Words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Circle it. Look up here before we read any further. There is power in words. You speak words out of your mouth, it's power coming out for good or for evil. God is saying, incline your ear, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them, these words, depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they, those words, are life to those who find them. And they, those words, are health to all their flesh. Do you hear it? If you've got sickness, what will make you healthy? Come on, the Word of God. My words are health, he said, physical health to their flesh. Now, here it is, verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. What does it mean when he says, keep your heart with all diligence? What does he mean? What? Guard it, because someone is out there trying to steal it. Steal your heart. God says, keep it. Hang on to it. Don't give it away. Keep your heart with all diligence, because out of your heart spring all the issues of your life. Now he says, put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Now what is he saying? He says what goes out of your mouth could ruin your heart. Be careful. Don't only let good things out of your mouth. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Don't turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. The proverb yesterday in the one-year Bible. Let me read it to you. Close your Bibles now. Look up here. I want to read it to you. This is from the Living Bible. I wrote it down because it was so powerful as I read it. He says, listen to me, young man. And not only listen, but obey. How do you like that? This is God speaking. He says, listen to me, young man, young woman. And don't only listen, but obey. Don't let your desires get out of hand. Now notice he doesn't say deeds. He says desires. What are desires? They're thoughts. They precede the action. If your desires get out of hand, what else is going to get out of hand? Your deeds. If you don't pull the line in when your desires start, when your flesh starts getting charged and your jets start moving, if you don't pull the line and say no, your actions are going to follow your desires. He says, don't let your desires get out of hand. Don't let yourself think about her. And now he deals with the biggest problem in mankind, and that is the opposite sex. Don't go near her. Stay away from where she walked, lest she tempt you and seduce you. For she has been the ruin of multitudes. A vast host of men have been her victims. If you want to find the road to hell, look for her home. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's a promise. If you'll keep your heart pure, when you leave this world, you will see Him face to face forevermore. You might see Him before you leave this world. You'll see Him in His Word. You'll see Him in His people. You'll see Him in the gifts of the Spirit. You'll see the Lord everywhere. Keep your eyes straight forward. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank You, Jesus. We thank You for Your wonderful Word. Lord, as we have listened to Your Word today, our hearts are encouraged. God, I ask You, as we are bowing in Your presence right now, that You will deal with us about our mercy. God, I pray in Jesus' name that every person in this room will look into their own heart and know whether or not they are merciful to others. And if we're not, God, forgive us. And give us a repentant heart today that we will allow You to change that stubborn way we live. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. God, we pray for our hearts today. Oh, how we desire, Lord, a pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. While we're praying right now, I wonder how many in this room this morning know God has put His finger on you today. You need to pray for forgiveness. You need to pray for a change in your heart. Would you raise your hand? Raise it up high. Yes, I see that hand back there. Is there another? Yes, over here and over here. Christians are raising their hands. God's talking to us as His children. I know I need to change. Yes, another hand. Yes, yes. God bless you over here and there. Yes. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. I just think it would be so great if we could come and pray together before we leave. Would you want to pick up your Bible and your things and let's come and stand together and sing, "Oh Lord, You're beautiful." And let's have prayer together here in the front. Get up real close so everybody can...